Win Tao, a Cambodian national, is one of a number of locals who works at a textile factory run by Hodo Group, a major Chinese investor in the economic area. He says that before he formally became an employee, Hodo provided him with 2 years of training at an institution funded by the company, where he not only picked up his work skills, but also the Chinese language. He says his 5 years as an employee of Hodo has changed his life.
The development of the economic zone has provided very good job opportunities for us. My life has changed since I worked here. I found a better job after learning Chinese. I bought a car for my family.
The Hodo Group is a major investor in the Sihanouk Vale Special Economic Zone, the biggest of its kind in Cambodia. It is home to more than 100 foreign companies, 90% of which come from China. Chinese firms in Sihanouk Vale currently employ around 16,000 locals. Zhou Haijiang, director of Hodo Group, says the industrial zone provides benefits to everyone involved.
In Cambodia, the Sihanouk Vale Special Economic Zone has the fastest economic growth nationwide. We not only create jobs, but also provide services for the local community. We help build schools in poor villages, which is welcomed by local residents. I believe only when they live a better life can the economic area generate long-term development.
To attract more investment, Cambodian authorities have established offices for various government departments on the site, including the Customs Bureau, the Ministry of Commerce, and the Provincial Government Office to provide more efficient government services. Zhou Haijiang says Cambodian authorities are very accommodating.
Setting up a factory at the economic zone is just as convenient as at the development zones in China. Cambodian officials have set up a one-stop service, which helps save a lot of costs for enterprises by simplifying procedures.
The Cambodian government has a goal of having 300 factories operational at the Sihanouk Vale Industrial Zone by 2020, employing as many as 100,000 people. Cambodian officials continue to try to attract investors from China, especially in light manufacturing. Factories currently operating in the zone mostly produce textiles for European Union and the US markets. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.